Hello and welcome to the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. This is our 266th episode. I hope that you and your family are safe and sound and that you are actually able to find some respite and get some creative time during this kind of pandemic we're going through. I know it's a stressful time for so many people, and I think it's important that we all remember that we need to recharge our own batteries and we need to kind of dig deep within ourselves to make sure that we're doing some things for our own energy and our own sensibilities, and we're not just being consumed in by what's going around us, because I think it's important for us to hold some sense of sanity. And I know for a lot of us, that's our creative practices, that's our creative process, or maybe it's returning to a creative process we haven't done in a while. I have several friends who've returned to baking and cooking that haven't done anything in a long time around that, so they're taking advantage of the time that's been freed up for them by they're forced to stay home while they're on furlough or have lost their jobs or are just working from home. They've got this additional time where they're able to go out and do something interesting and creative that they haven't had a chance to do before. And they're finding a sense of peace and calm with that. And as I've been having those conversations, it really got me thinking about the nature of time as it relates to photography and the impact time has with photography. Time is one of those interesting things because we have less of it today than we had yesterday. No matter how long your lifespan will be, the time that has gone is gone and we can't get that back. So we're always in a sense of losing the notion of time. And so I think that is something that weighs on everybody subconsciously or consciously, depending on what kind of work you're creating. And at the same time, for photography, when I think about how to define photography and what makes photography a unique art, in many ways is its approach to time. And it's not that other art isn't consumed with time or isn't created over a process of time or it doesn't examine time. But fundamental to photography, and this is one of the things I believe in, you know, when I have conversations about this, it's one of the reasons I distinguish photo montage, photo collage from photography. It's why I distinguish video, some other things in terms of the definition of photography, is that photography, the actual creation of that single frame, is fundamentally bound by time. Now, it may be a fraction of a second or maybe a extended period of time. So even like a pinhole camera might have a months and months of exposure on it. But fundamentally, the photograph is defined by its actual exposure to light as a central tenet of its creation. So the amount of time that it actually gets to see and experience light fundamentally defines how that photograph will look and how we'll experience that photograph. So time is central to photography. And like I said, not that it's not important in other arts, but it's foundational to the actual creation of the photograph. It is, in fact, a slice of time. That concept of time is in some ways abstract because, like I said, we have less time today than we had yesterday, and we'll have less time, you know, every day that we lose, we end up with less time. And as photographers, I don't necessarily think about photographing for time beyond the effect of the exposure. So do I want to have a sense of motion or blurring, or am I doing star trails, or am I trying to stop time? Am I trying to photograph something in motion where I don't want any blur, and how fast should the shutter speed be? How fast should the pan be? All of those different elements that come into play are time related. But one of the things that's really fascinated with me in this past couple of weeks with time, like I said, is people are returning to creativity. They're returning to different things they hadn't considered before is when we're consumed in our everyday life, we talk about losing time. We talk about we don't have enough time. We talk about all these things that are lost around time. And I think in our creative process, that's one of the things that we struggle with is this sense of loss, this sense of gravity that comes from not having access to something at the moment we need access to it. Whether it be our creativity, I think for some of us, and I know in my own creative practice, there's times where, you know, I get roadblocked, I get stuck, and people tell me, oh, just go out and photograph. And it's not that I can't pick up a camera and photograph. It's not that I can't pick up a camera and work. It's different than that. It's fundamentally a shift in the approach to photography. It's a shift in the approach to the kind of work that I create that becomes more meaningful to me. And I know it's important in what I'm creating. So it's not that the creativity is actually gone. It's just somehow repressed. And Lori and I have talked about this in the seasonality of creativity, the seasonality of living. And that winter and that time where we create deep roots and we kind of go into a hibernative state that allows us to hold and build momentum into spring is important. And I think for some of us, the creative practice is that way. And I think our association to time is that way. When everything is always go and everything is always move forward. And all of this time we have is being consistently filled and consistently pushed out there as having to be on all the time. We lose that sense of calm. We lose that sense of quiet. So if you think about being in a forest during winter or even in the city during winter when it snows and just how quiet it gets with the snow that envelops the city, and we get that moment and that sense of calmness that comes from the quiet, the time that we get back, the creativity we get back, allows that calm to come back in when it's not so full all the time. And I think as we think about how we create photographs, as we relate to that experience, it's one of the things for us to start to consider is how do we relate to that time and the loss of the time, the loss of the time of life, the loss of the time in the creative process, the loss of the time in not photographing all the time, and flip that and maybe celebrate the notion and the experience of how we see and sense time as photographers and how we appreciate those glimpses into fractions of seconds or moments or extensions of time that come from being a photographer. I think a couple other areas that this touches on is one is the notion of memory and abstraction. And I've talked about this before in the podcast that a photograph itself has no memory. So one of the challenges in making a good photograph is to make sure that within that photograph, we have the quality and the elements of who we are in that photograph so that others who look at the photograph can appreciate it for what it is, because they don't have the memory of when the photograph was taken. They only have the information of the photograph in front of them. And I think that for us, that notion of memory and abstraction is that the farther we get removed from some things, the more abstract our memory becomes. We don't necessarily remember with super clarity all the events, but yet other events we do remember with super clarity. And photography is a lot like that, and photographs are a lot like that. I think there's times where we have a sense of clarity when we make the photograph, a sense of awareness, a hyper-attunement to the moment of what's coming together compositionally and in the actual subject matter and the framing of the photograph. And other times, it sits in a realm where we don't fully understand that. So where does all that go? Where does that abstraction live? Where does that sense of memory live? Where do these things that we feel like we've lost sensibility or sense of touch with, where have they gone? And as we attempt to come back to the foundations of really what defines who we are as a photographer, what defines who we are as an artist and as a creative person, it's this, I believe, this relationship of the central tenets to what it means to create and sense and see as a photographer. And as you think about your own sensibility around time, as you think about your own sensibility and awareness around time, what is it that would fundamentally set up and shift your experience of your own notions of time? What would need to happen for you to realize that much of your relationship to photography is your relationship to how you experience time? Is it a rushed sensation? Is it a quiet sensation? Is it a long time sensation? I think about people who go someplace to photograph and they give themselves like 1 hour and they rush and rush and rush to try to get that incredible photograph. And I think if you're a person who lives in that hyper state of rushing all the time, you can probably achieve something with that. But if you're a person who doesn't work that way, that constraint of the time, while you might go in and get a photograph and you might even get a photograph that's interesting that you might even like print and put on a wall for a while, the relationship you have to that creation of that moment, the relationship you had to that rushed hour, penetrates and infiltrates the way the photograph is created. So we have to understand that as we create, part of our response to our photographs, part of the response to the photographs we see and experience that we have worked with, is how do we experience our concept of time within there? And I think for a lot of people, one of the things that haunts the photograph, and it's the reason I started talking about the loss of time and having less time, is that part of, I think, what happens to photographs is the ones that stick with this, the ones that resonate with us, they have, you know, this notion of a moment passing. And so there's an inherent, not sadness within the photograph. I mean, there are some sad photographs, but there's this inherent quality of something has come and gone by that can't be seen, touched, seen, smelt, felt again. And everything that is within that space generated by that photograph is nothing but a mere facsimile of what the experience was. And so I think photography in many ways helps us process and understand how we see and feel about loss as we move through our lives, recognizing that our attempt to control a photograph, our attempt to control the elements within the frame of a photograph, fundamentally come down to that ultimate question of how much time do I need across the frame to get the exposure I want, to get the photograph I want. And at that core element is that notion of how do I relate to time? How do I respond to time? Do I extend it? Do I compress it? Is it a fraction of it? And what does that ultimately mean and how I respond and see? So as you're at home and you're thinking about how you're relating to what's going on in the world around you and how you've had to fundamentally change your life in some way dealing with the pandemic and the approach to your creative life, your going to the grocery store life, your going to work life, how have those things changed? And even if you're a person who is in an essential job where you're still going and you're actually probably working harder and more hours than you were before, how is that approach to time and that artificial constraint of time that's now been pushed on you that's no longer artificial? It's actually a reality of the way time is. So what was an abstraction before of what would happen if you had less time, how does that relate to what you do now? And how does that fundamentally shift how you feel about the day? And how does that then fundamentally shift about how you approach to picking up on a camera? The sense of seeing, the sense of awareness, the sense of hyperrealism that comes from understanding how we see and process time will fundamentally shift how you approach your photography. And I think now is an interesting time because it is something on the forefront of everybody's mind because of how we're all having to deal with our experience of our life different has caused us to experience time different. And I think it's a good chance to reflect on that. I hope you and your family stay safe this week. I hope you're able to actually do something creative. If you haven't baked bread and you're really into that, there are so many people on the internet right now baking bread. I'm sure you can find an amazing recipe up there. And if you're struggling with your photography, you're struggling to pick up the camera because it's just a challenging time for you, that's okay too. Just let that go and go on ahead and give yourself the respite and the relaxation you need. And if you're a person who's grooving on the time because you're getting out and making some photographs, may you make wonderful photographs this week. Don't forget, if you're tuning into the podcast the week of April 13th through the 17th, you can join the Photoshop Summit, virtual summit online at pssummit.com. Check out any of the classes that are up there. They're all running for free this week. Great, great Photoshop instructors. I have two sessions on printing that are running on Tuesday. So if you're interested in checking that out, that'd be great. Don't forget, you can always find the podcast up on any of the podcast platforms. I appreciate you tuning in so much and spending a little bit of time with me during the week. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.